The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series, if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Baby making isn't simple, and trust me, I know from experience. There is also a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant.
We spend our lives trying to prevent unwanted pregnancy, but when you do want to conceive, there's a lack of understanding and resources.
Free to Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby, with a set of solutions for everything from egg and sperm health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby.
Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible. From ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits, Frida makes baby making simple.
Find your Frida Fertility on Amazon, Target, and select CVS near you.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, here we are with another episode of Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, and
Tamara Judge.
And well, first thing I need to say is we invited her onto our pod. We gave her a beverage. Welcome, the Candace Diller Bassett, to Two Teas in a Pod.
Hello, hello, gorgeous chicas.
Oh my gosh,
it's we're too early. I'm like,
oh.
I'm so tired.
Now, you're on a press tour right now.
Yes.
Now, is this press tour for the Ultimate Girls Trip?
Ultimate Girls Trip. And so I originally was coming to LA to perform the national anthem at the Clippers game.
What?
On Thursday.
I'm just going to add that right to your resume right here.
But so then Peacock was like, we need you to do press. And I was like, well, can we do it the same week? So it worked out. Yeah. So I did E and ET yesterday. I'm doing a lot today. So you all are my second stop.
So I was just reading the highlights of your life, your whole 35 years you've had on this world.
I'm 36.
Are you 36 now? Oh. Okay. Ooh,
well, the wrinkles really in my face.
By the way, my son's forehead. 37. So just,
oh my God.
Just put that in perspective right there. You could be my child.
But see, that's why you're... Can we cuss on here?
Yeah.
That's why you are a motherfucking OG.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll take it.
I can't.
But
that's insane.
You know, I read this intro about you, and I was like, oh my God, you are so much more than a housewife.
Thank you.
You worked with Obama.
I did.
The White House.
Yep. His first term, I was in the White House, and then I went to the campaign to help reelect him for his second term.
You graduated from Howard University.
HU.
Yep. You were, was it Miss United States?
Mm, yes.
Like,
can you explain to me the difference?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Oh, there's so many.
Because there was all this drama with Dubai, and somebody supposedly wasn't the miss that they said they were.
Oh, really?
Allegedly.
Oh, Lisa was a pageant girl, right?
Correct.
Lisa, yes, Lisa Milan.
But what is difference between like Miss USA, Miss United States, Miss America?
They're called systems, pageant systems. So if you were to rank them, and I would get in trouble for doing this wrong, but Universe and USA are probably at the top.
Okay.
And then America falls somewhere under there. And then everything else kind of falls under that. So you have United States, international. Earth is probably, I would say, two or three on the list because they're doing really well right now.
Yeah.
And most of these pageants have local prelim. So you have to compete in your county and then your state, and then you go to the national competition. Universe has an international component, as does Earth International as well. There are so many now that it's hard to keep up, but I'm a bona fide pageant. I was competing in pageants at 5 years old.
I was going to ask, did you have a flipper?
I didn't have a flipper. My mom wouldn't let me do the glam pageant. I did the natural pageants as a girl. And then I moved into the USA system.
Oh, because you didn't need
that
glam one.
My mom was very glam. But she just didn't want me to get too into makeup too soon.
At five?
At five. Yeah.
She's like, I wanted to take... You know, I don't want to push her.
Yeah.
She doesn't get to wear fake teeth.
Just walk on stage.
False eyelashes until she's seven.
Yes. Boundaries.
What age did you stop competing?
When I gave up my national title in 2014, so I was Miss United States 2013, and then you reign for a year, and then you give up your title, and after you win like a big state or big national title, it's kind of over. I was going to compete in the Mrs. division. There's a division for married women. You all would actually be great pageant women.
Have you seen my geriatric walk?
It's fine. Like you could be. I was also a pageant consultant. I could coach you.
Yeah, I don't know.
Both
that
of you.
I don't know that she's coachable to walk. We tried it. Brandy Glanville tried to coach her.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah.
We tried, but maybe
anything is possible.
You know what? We'll work on it when we finish the pod.
And you all would be great.
I feel like I missed that boat. I'm like, is there a geriatric, like, grandma?
Yes.
Oh, great.
There's like Miss Senior. Not that you're senior, but there's like a Miss Senior America.
Bite me, Teddy. Bite me.
No, it's you all would be hilarious pageant contestants. That should be like your next spinoff.
I'd rather put Eddie in
Magic Mike.
Your husbands escort you onto the stage. Eddie, you have to put on a tux and you escort her onto the stage in her evening gown. It's a whole thing.
What was your talent? Singing. Obviously.
Yeah.
What would my talent be?
Singing?
Annoying people?
You could tell jokes.
She's not that funny.
Well, she's a real crack up. This is what Tamara's going to do now. She's going to butter you all up. So that then I look like an asshole when I ask all the hard questions. This is Tam's.
Oh, gosh. Is that how you do it?
Yeah, okay. So I just wanted to let you know at the beginning. So Tam's going to give you a couple softballs, but I figured before.
No, in general, I'm not the hard question. Like, I always like, oh, you don't have to answer it. Like, I feel bad. Like, if I ask you a question that's like
shady.
But
meanwhile, on the show, she's like, I'll cut a bitch.
Well, fuck you. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. On the show, it's different. Like, yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
You know. You have to cut a bitch.
Cut a bitch.
Sometimes.
And I'm very good at it.
You are.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of using your words, I was hoping that while you're on the pod, to start out, you could fill in the blank about me and Tamara. Each on our own. Fill in the blank.
I'm the nice
one. Not today. What would you say about Tamara? And then what would you say about me? Cut us. Give us.
Oh, my God.
She's really putting you on the spot.
See,
this is where I try to protect the
guests. This is hard because I can only cut bitches that I know.
Oh,
I have to know some dirt on you. I have to know that you're garbage. And there are a few garbage individuals where I come from.
Yeah.
So it's easy to do. Like, I don't have anything bad. Like, not today, titties. I don't know. Okay. What would I say?
Not today, titties. I got my padded bra on today.
That's good. Yeah. Your boobs are good and perky today.
Yeah. They're mine.
For those who can't
see.
They're
all real.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Padded. Yeah, she had them take them out.
Much padded bra.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't have any implants at all? You used to, right?
I used to.
Yeah. Why did you take them out?
I have a love-hate relationship with my titties.
That's okay.
Yeah. I had them too. I had like the Pam Anderson big giant ones at the very beginning. And then I had them made smaller. Then I had them even made smaller. Then I had them taken out. Then I had them put in. And then I had them made smaller. And then had them taken out.
So what does Eddie think of all this quilt? Like boob removal and put back in? It's a whirlwind. Yes.
He loves to take care of her during the recovery.
He's
actually more of a booty guy.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So
that's
yeah,
true.
And I got a booty.
Well,
so,
amen.
Yeah,
you're made for each other.
Yep.
Yes.
That'd be nice for you. My flat ass walks through the door.
Well, they have this thing called BBLs now.
If you
want to do something.
Oh,
about
I heard
that.
About it on Miami, but I have to.
Why don't you have one done and we'll do a podcast as you're getting it?
Yes.
Done.
Could like, you guys walk imagine if I walk with a big old ass?
You don't like, have to get it big.
It would be absolutely not.
Eddie will show up to that.
Okay,
what is your thought process when women have plastic surgery and vehemently deny that they've done it? I don't think everybody has to admit to everything.
Yes.
But I think denying it when it's clear. Like, what are your thoughts on the Larsa situation?
Wait, what happened with Larsa?
Where she claims that her butt is hers.
Oh, I've seen that.
Do you think that it
I
is?
I call bullshit.
Yeah. I mean,
this is the thing. You cannot lie to us when we can do a smooth Google.
Yes.
Okay. No, and find Bravo. Your original face.
Actually, Peacock did the Google for us.
Oh, that's shady. And put it up. Wrong for that.
I know.
Yes. No.
They showed her butt season one, and it was like my butt.
Well, I've never seen your butt.
Not even my butt.
Not even there.
Oh, yeah. Your butt's not like non-existent. No. It's not convex.
It's definitely not. Mine is existent.
Oh, you have a good butt.
Yeah.
So, okay, Addie. Congratulations. Yeah. That's a nice butt.
So her butt wasn't even my size.
Oh. Did she say she was like squatting for her life?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Well, she also said, and I want to ask you about this. She said that she had sex with Scottie Pippen four times.
I saw that.
Four times a day.
For 23 years.
Four times a night for 24 years.
Something like that.
Yeah. That's insane. And then Gertie was like, what about when he was on the road? And she said she would get on the private jet
what
and
about
go.
After you give birth?
But you can't do it for 6 weeks, right?
How much are you guys having sex? Because you're newer.
She loves this question.
Really?
Yeah. She loves it.
We ebb and flow. Like, we go through moments where it's like, I'm exhausted. He's exhausted. Yeah. Right now, we're in kind of like a dry moment.
Yeah.
But we're also not like marriage, super sexual people. Like, we can just cuddle and like that's intimate
the
for
intimacy,
us.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's more, that's more important, I feel like.
I do too. Yeah. I feel like we're like that too. And we were talking about it earlier. Like, sometimes it's a few times a week. Sometimes it's like, I'll see you in a few weeks.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, you never know. It depends on schedules and all that stuff.
And when you have kids, like it can be a lot. Yeah. So we go back and forth, but we take baths together. Like, we'll shower together.
Hold. You take baths together?
Yes.
Tamara loves to do that too.
Do you?
So does Meredith, and she liked to put her toe on his taint.
I don't
touch. Oh, no, we're not doing that. Who is doing that?
Meredith from Salt Lake.
I don't touch anybody's taint.
She puts her toe in his booty hole?
Yes. He said a clip from that.
What?
Yeah, he's like.
Huh. And he likes it? Oh, it happened on camera?
Yes.
On camera. The lies.
He's like, get your toe out of my taint.
While we're talking about our kids. Meanwhile, he has like a ponytail. All things are askew.
Yeah. They're an interesting couple. Yeah.
They are.
I know. We have the same birthday, Meredith and I.
What is it? Are you Virgo?
December 14th. Yeah,
okay,
we're
so
Sagittarius.
I have the same birthday as your really good friend, Camille Grammer.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Do you hate know her?
That? I don't hate her. I just don't
like her.
She hates
her. That's okay. That happens.
Tamara always says I hate people on this podcast, and then
she strongly dislikes them.
And they're like, well, Teddy said she hates them. Like, I never said I hated. I just said I don't have.
You
time
have a strong,
for
strong dislike.
She has a strong dislike.
A hearty disdain.
Do you have a housewife birthday that you share with another housewife?
I forget. Mine's July 1st. I guess.
What are you?
I'm Cancer.
Okay.
So emotional.
Yes. Same.
Emotional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I can't do the square.
We have to teach you.
We should do a tutorial.
It's a
later.
Requirement.
Let's do a TikTok tutorial.
A triangle tutorial.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
But tears actually really come out of my eye, not just for the side eye.
Yeah.
So I might need some sort of.
Well, mine too. But that's why I do that, because I don't want to mess up my makeup. So you make the triangle into this little sharp corner.
Right.
So that you don't cry on your face.
Triangle.
Or if you don't have tissue. The other trick is to like put your face down so that it's like
then
facing
they drop
the
forward.
Ground and they just fall out of your face.
I always have to laugh at people that say like, oh, this housewife is so full of shit. She didn't even cry. She acted like she was crying. No, when you're on the show and you are full glam makeup, thing you want to do is cry.
Yes.
So you're like this.
Right.
You're like this.
Trying
you're
your
like
hardest
this,
to
you're
not
patting
smudge everything.
Yeah. No, yeah. We cry, bitches. We cry.
Yes. Some of us.
Yeah.
Some of us are fake.
Yeah.
Shade.
I mean,
do you have any fake ones on your show?
There are a few.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So let's start with the housewife headlines. We got, you know, we had to start off with a couple questions. But yeah. The first one is, Candace says Gisele Bryant was trying to be messy by doing this on Real Housewives Girls Trip. Gisele asked the women to divulge who they got the best and worst first impressions from during a round of impression session. Gisele knows how to rally the troops and create space for games and fun things, she explains in an interview. So I'm going to choose to believe at this moment that she's maybe not trying. No, I'm lying. She was trying to be messy. I mean, obviously, she's always trying to be messy, right?
Yes.
That's like her middle name.
It is.
Messy.
Yeah. Do you think that you guys got closer without the other green-eyed bandit?
On Girls Trip?
Yeah.
Huh?
Any moment?
Oh, so there was no closeness?
There was never a closeness.
Did you watch any of season 7 of Potomac?
I did.
Well, we did. But
what did you film first?
Yeah, that's what I was going to
ask. Okay, this is important. Oh. If you're going to pay attention.
Okay, paying attention.
We shot season 7 of Potomac 2 weeks later. We went to Thailand. I had not seen any of season 7 of Potomac. We had not shot the reunion.
So you had completely filmed season 7. 2 weeks later, you get on a plane, you go to Thailand with Gisele, who was giving you a hard time all season.
And much of what she did to try and fuck with Chris, I didn't see until Potomac season 7 aired, which happened after we returned from Thailand.
Oh my God.
Right. So I went into I went into Thailand attempting a blank slate, even though I was like, I'm side-eyeing you because I know what you were trying to do.
But was it? Okay.
You were trying to paint Chris as a predator.
Were you able to talk about your current season you just filmed in Thailand?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah,
because it comes after.
Yeah, we did. It came, and then she was acting like, well, I wasn't going to bring anything up from what happened in Potomac.
How could you not?
Mm-hmm. How could you not? It informed everything about where we were in Thailand. And also, like, don't tap dance on my intelligence. Don't piss on me and tell me it's raining. Yeah. Your middle name is Mess.
I like that.
But all of a sudden, you want to be Mother Teresa when it comes to not bringing things up. Like, I was born in 1986, not 6 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. Well, other than Gisele, who do you have the biggest issues with on Girls Trip?
Well, obviously, I don't know if you know about the drama with Portia. We had, like, during season 5 of Potomac, the event that shall not be named, she was very vocal about her opinion.
Right.
Because she was good friends with, I call her Pet Sematary, with Pet Sematary.
Okay.
And she said, I was trying to sue her for the down payment on my home and, like, all these other crazy things.
That you were trying to sue her?
Yeah. No, sue Pet Sematary
for
the down payment on my home.
Okay, gotcha.
And I was like, huh? I don't, like, we've never even interacted. Girl, why are you, why all this smoke? What is this about? So I responded, and, you know, my responses are sometimes.
Was it on Twitter?
It wasn't on Twitter. Wait, was it on Twitter? No, it was in an interview.
Interview.
That was a good question because that's where I go to release.
Yes, that's.
But no,
your husband.
It was in an interview. Yeah, and he's
Chris
gotten,
is very good.
Yeah,
on Twitter.
I have to take responsibility for some of his tweets because.
Like, are you behind it?
Like, she's like,
I'm not behind it.
Like her fence.
Melissa Gorga is with Joe Gorga.
Is that so? No, he does his own tweets. I do my own tweets, but like I feel like. Me being so vocal on Twitter, he became more vocal on Twitter.
Yeah.
And
well,
now
he had a lot to say.
He did. And he deserved to be able to say it, by the way. You know, I don't,
in all honesty, yes. Eddie and I driving up, I was telling him about Chris and he's watched a little bit of the show and he's like, that's bullshit.
Well, I mean, as a husband, right? Like you're here to support your wife.
He's been attacked as well. On the show. Yes, I've seen.
Yeah. And so, this is the thing, like you have a husband and he supports you and he loves you and he's behind you. And the women that seem to have this penchant for attacking husbands ain't got one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wonder why.
Listen, questions that need answers. Yeah.
Was there ever a moment that
inquiring minds want to know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there ever a moment this Chris stuff, the season, caused you to reconsider doing the show? Or are you just like, no, I'm going in it even harder?
No. I mean, I've had those thoughts other seasons.
Yeah.
This season, this was so calculated and so rooted in just bullshit and fallacies and desperation. It just, it was like a challenge for us, for Chris and I. And it's like, we're just going to move through it and not allow it to break
us. I felt
us.
Bad for you when you guys were in that little dance studio.
Yeah.
And you, it was the beginning of the season, I believe. And
yeah,
you walked off and you went to the bathroom and you told the producers, like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't think that was going to air. Like,
yeah, of course.
I literally was like, well, I'm getting up, I'm leaving, I'm not doing this.
Nowadays on Housewives,
they
break the fourth wall.
Break fourth wall is king.
Interviews, everything.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now, like, me doing my interviews, I'm like, nope, not talking about that off camera, you know?
Yep.
Not at all.
Well, because they did it to a couple of you guys. Like, they would say,
Wendy? That thing with Wendy was like, I was like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, I know, right?
Why would they do that?
How is Wendy in real life? Because
she's super cool.
Sometimes we go back and forth on her. We'll watch one episode and I'm like, I'm loving Wendy. And then
you
the
would
next
love
episode,
Wendy.
I'm
you
like,
would both love her.
You are so brutal to me right now.
Yeah.
But she came out at the end and I loved her in the reunion. But
she was good. Let's go back to Portia.
Oh, yes.
So you did not have a good experience with her?
No.
Girlship,
or you did? I went in cautious because we had had that exchange.
Said stuff. Okay.
But I'm also an energy person. And when I met her in person, she has good energy.
She does.
And she's fun. And I mean, spoiler alert, I went to her wedding. So we got to a good place by the end.
Aww.
I think we were both kind of like feeling each other out. It was like the beginning of a boxing match when everybody's just kind of like dancing around, figuring what's going to happen. And, you know, toward the end, we did have some verbal exchanges on Girls Trip. I asked some questions that I feel like everybody wanted to know, right?
Expected.
Like, and she answered them with grace and we were able to move on. And then there were some moments where I felt like she was kind of being a bully to certain people on the cast. Leah in particular, I feel like she kind of joined in with Giselle to bully Leah. And I don't like bullies. So we kind
by
of had
bullies, do you mean like a gang up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, like okay. Like a pile-on, and it doesn't make sense. If it makes sense, I'm still going
to
have empathy because I don't like
five-on-one.
But it's like, okay, this is a justified pile-on-ish. But just like, we're bored and we have nothing to talk about and somebody told us we probably should do this, so we're going to do it.
Yeah,
like,
when it feels manufactured.
Yes. Like,
and you're
simmer down.
Hard. Yeah.
You're doing three much. Like, it's, I don't like it.
Yeah.
No,
so
I
didn't like that. And we sort of had moments on that. But toward the end, it was like, Kiki, hey girl, and we were fine. We got to a good place.
I love Portia. I did a commercial with her for Fiber One. We went to Mexico.
You guys,
And that I got to know her off Housewives, so it was a totally different experience.
Yeah,
and she was such a girl's girl.
She is,
and I was really like worried about her. Of all people that were there, it was Dorinda was there, Melissa Gorga was there, and I was really like, oh, I don't know if she's gonna like me. She was so sweet to
she's
me.
Really chill
and so kind. She's like, let me fix your outfit.
Yeah, she's a southern
put
girl.
Put your boobies out and your butt looks good. And I'm like, oh my god, she's such a girl's girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to take it accurate. To a not a girl's girl situation, as someone
here she
who
goes.
Has been physically assaulted on the show, what do you feel like the protocol should be when that happens?
Honestly, before that happened, I don't know where I got this from. I thought that the rule was if you physically assault someone, you're automatically fired. I just thought that was the rule. I don't know if
probably should be the rule.
First of all, you've thrown
wine
on somebody.
So now physically assaulted.
Contact. Like if you put your hands on me, goodbye. Because why are you putting your hands on me?
But Portia wasn't.
She wasn't what?
She wasn't fired when she...
Well, no, I mean, no one has been.
Yeah, no
fired.
One has been.
No.
Yeah. Well, what do you think then when it comes to Mia and the Wendy situation? Do you consider that assault?
Do we like Mia?
The law defines it as assault. I like Mia off the show. Okay. Mia's persona on the show is a clusterfuck.
Yeah, why can't she just be herself?
Ask her. I don't know.
We need to get
it's
her on
really
the show.
Dumb. Yeah. It's real dumb. Like, it's exhausting to me.
Because there are moments when you guys, I don't know if it's your camera footage or, mm-hmm. like, your own iPad, like, mm-hmm. iPod footage, where she seems like a fun person.
She's a Sagittarius, so I get her. I've had moments with her off camera, and then you can also just look in someone's eyes and tell if they're a shitty person or not.
Yeah, for sure.
She's a sweet girl who is lost in the sauce. Like, she is more enamored with
fame
and approval than being herself.
She's but really approval insecure. From the fans or approval from her bosses?
No. Well, her bosses being
production.
No, the women on the show. Those are her bosses. Yes.
So she's trying to appease the other women, yes. not. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But what about Jacqueline? Because I really like Jacqueline.
I love Jacqueline.
I like Jacqueline too.
Shout out to Jacqueline. I did not like her at first because I was like, who is this hoe coming in here hot, running her mouth? Who is she? She has a mic on. Where'd she come from?
Yeah.
But once her and Mia started falling out, and I, again, you look in someone's eyes, you can tell. She was heartbroken.
Broken.
Heartbroken.
And I feel like she was very honest.
Yes. So I kind of started to get to know her and talk to her more. And I felt like this is a real woman who trusted her childhood friend to embark on this impossibly crazy journey that we all know about. And she betrayed her. Mia betrayed
Jacqueline.
It's like
the ultimate betrayal. This
Absolutely.
This is a family that took her in when she had no parents.
Yes.
And then that's the part that sold me for Mia, where I'm like, I don't know that I like her.
And if you will do that to a friend of 30 years, what you gonna do to me?
Especially because most friends, when they come on these shows, they're friends. It's a loose term.
Right, exactly.
But when you're talking 30 years,
this
that's
is
like
history.
You obviously went to bat to get this person on.
Well,
to do what?
Well, or not. I didn't know this either. So Mia did not bring Jacqueline on.
Uh-huh.
Robin recommended Jacqueline.
Okay. So now that leads to the next question. So do you think that Robin did all of this? Do you think that Robin is like the undercover chess player?
Chess player? Robin? Do you think so?
No, Robin is very smart. Robin is probably one of the smartest.
You would say, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah. He's very smart to go on Patreon and talk about. Yeah, well, that was just plain dumb.
I don't understand what she did there. But Robin was one of the women that I considered a friend of mine, like, mm-hmm. off the show. And we became friends on the show, but we became friends off the show as well.
Yeah.
And just in talking to her, I learned how she thinks. I learned how she moves and what her rationales are. And, yeah, I do feel like there was some strategery in the way she moved during season 7 to keep her very true and salacious business under wraps. Only to then sell it to Patreon for $5.
That was so weird. Oh. Now, we had Chris, obviously, on the show.
My man.
And we both agreed that she should be demoted for these shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the same?
I don't know what it means to be an executive and what all goes into the decisions.
Right.
And choosing a housewife, making them a friend. I don't know.
But
like, I think I'm getting fired every season.
But,
I don't know.
That's how I live.
Yeah.
I'm being fired every season.
Yes.
But the thing is like, you give it all.
Yes.
You talk about your marriage. 1,000. You talk about infertility.
Everything.
You talk about everything. And then you have somebody that's going after your husband.
Yes.
When
they have real shit to talk about.
Yeah.
It is a complete slap in my face.
And then just recently.
Yeah.
Who was it that came out? The other green-eyed bandit came out and said
that. Oh, I didn't. I forgot.
Yeah. I forgot about it. I forgot about it.
Like,
it's
again,
like, you don't forget about
don't
it. You're talking about stuff 3 years ago,
raining.
And
yes.
now you forgot about
uh-huh.
that.
But I have to say, even when I
okay,
saw...
Okay, Giselle,
when,
no.
When I even saw the interview, the extra added part to y'all's reunion,
yes.
I was like, we're still not
what
getting any information.
What a waste.
Like, I already watched this on Watch What Happens Live a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
Give me something new. Give me either we're in an open relationship,
uh-huh.
he can do whatever he wants,
right.
or give me...
you know what?
I'm hurt.
It's dysfunctional.
I'm
my heart's broken.
Yes.
But I'm still in love with him and I want to fight for this. And other women that have gone through this
will understand.
Yeah.
And there's a whole cohort that will understand.
Yeah. But the just acting like it's rolling off your shoulders, that's the part that I'm like.
Well, she probably didn't know how to act.
No,
I think
yourself.
That's got to be very difficult.
It is.
Well, it is. But you also want to protect the husband, the guy,
the
that
father
you just,
of your children.
The father of your children, the guy you just remarried.
Yes.
Like, but he obviously wasn't.
I get it.
How do I navigate through this?
What about the DM?
Like him messaging the woman and going over to the hotel.
I
all
told
that
my
kind
husband,
of stuff.
You message any woman on Instagram, you're dead.
I'm cutting
you're
your fingers
dead.
Off.
Well, I'm cutting your dick off.
But now people are going to come at us and say, what do you mean? Chris DM'd. So we are clarifying.
Yes.
You can respond to a DM or be friendly. But if you're talking hotel information and travel.
Well, here's the thing. Robin told Andy that she has not seen the DMs.
You better know that I would have that login information.
Oh. Chris has my phone password. I have his phone password.
Yeah, me too. Tamara thinks I'm crazy for
this. I don't. I don't know.
I mean, it's not a thing to me.
Like, any moment that I want.
Hey, open my phone. Go in here. Go in this. Get this email. I need to know where I'm supposed to be at 5 o'clock. Like,
we're also on. We also have the tracker.
Oh, absolutely. I have the tracker. I know where he is right now.
Yeah, me
you
too.
Do?
Yes.
Oh my God.
100%.
I know when he's
you're
speeding.
Eddie,
it.
Get the tracker right now. Yeah. Get the tracker on the phone. Yes. It's a safety thing.
We like to justify and say it's a safety thing.
Well,
but
you
it's
know
also,
why?
It's also when I say, how long to your home for dinner? And he says 10 minutes. And then I see he's still 45 minutes away. I'm like, kick rocks.
Right. Hurry up. Right. I'm feeding these kids. Yes. Yeah. No, it's like we started it because we were at the casino across from our house. And we were both drinking and Chris was like acting like a lunatic. And I was like, goodbye, I'm leaving. And I left him at the casino and I got in the car and left. And then I was worried about where he was, even though I was mad at him. Yeah. So I'm like, I need to know where he is at all times. So that's why we did it originally. But now we both travel a lot. We both work a lot.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, I want to make sure that you're safe and vice versa. So that's why we have it.
Yeah. And also, you sleep better when you know that the other person is like
somewhere safe.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I track my kids too. And you know what? I'm gonna start
my parents track
me.
I'm surprised she's not tracking me.
I track my friends.
I have my friends too. But I'm gonna send you mine.
God, do I have to start doing this?
Yes, you should.
She won't ever be able to figure
people
out
are getting that. Snatched up. You need to know where they
I
are.
I won't be able to figure out how to do it.
She it's won't easy. Figure out how to share her location.
Do it for her.
If I have to put my glasses on for it, it's too much work.
So we have to talk a little bit about Chris at the reunion because we had Chris on, which you guys know, we had him on before the reunion actually aired. So we hadn't seen it.
Yes.
Which he was amazing on the podcast. Then he came on the reunion, which I thought he was good on, but there was a point where he let his anger come through.
Yes. Which point are you referring to?
Kind of towards the end where he kind of yells at Giselle.
Yeah. Spit it out.
And I was like, ugh, you had me until there. Was there like a moment where you were like squeezing his leg?
No.
Like, or you wanted, you were like, go for it.
I mean, because I know how far he will go.
Yeah.
I know that he was not going to, you know, lunge at her or do anything egregiously crazy. But this is a man who was asked not to speak publicly until the reunion was over.
Right.
He respected that request. He sat in silence and watched these women give 15 different versions of a story that did affect his life.
Ridiculous.
That did affect his career, that did affect his children and his family.
Mm-hmm.
It was very, our household was in shambles. It was emotionally just detrimental to our lives.
Yeah. Was there ever a moment where you were like, is there any truth to any of this? Or from the second you heard it, you're like, oh.
No.
No, because I feel like every allegation was so ridiculous.
I mean, it's like, you're not actors.
Yeah.
I called
you're not an
it
actor.
When the first scene came out.
Yes.
Where they said, and I said, wait a minute.
Right. And she's sitting there clutching her pearls. I was just not comfortable.
Okay.
It's like.
All that is a bunch of nonsense.
Okay.
But the one thing that really got me.
The Ashley thing.
Yes. And at that point.
He was responding to a story.
My flags went up because. You tried this at the dance studio and you didn't get a reaction out of me. So now you're sending your first pet rock to come and try me again.
Yeah.
And at that point I was like, I see what's, because this is their MO every season. They met up this season for season 8 already.
Can we
to plot
who they is?
Everyone that's not me or Wendy or Karen.
But hold on. Now we're on Karen. I can't with her at the reunion. I absolutely talk about doing the least.
my nail file?
She was definitely in her mellow era at the reunion.
No, I need her to be involved because it didn't even feel like she was friends with anybody. Like, she was so checked out.
Yeah.
So I need more mess.
Well, Karen's not messy, really. She's a responder, really. Like,
so you
me.
Have to come at her.
Yeah. She's, I feel like this season, she's on Robin's neck hard.
Oh.
I could see that.
Okay.
When do you guys start filming again? Do you know?
Soon.
Soon.
I don't know if I can say.
We've already seen TikToks and whatnot of people together. So we know Robin's filming. And we know.
So is Jacqueline?
I don't know. I hope so. Yeah. But I'm not sure.
Mia was in the TikTok and Jacqueline wasn't clearly. But
yeah.
Mia went on the apology tour on Twitter.
And then she went back and pussy popped and backpedaled and was like, just kidding. And then released like text messages where Jacqueline is sharing like very intimate personal information with her best friend in a text.
Wait, she posted those?
Yeah.
There should be some legality about that, I think.
Well, I think there is. Yeah. I mean, Jacqueline's, I don't see her pursuing it, but she could.
She could if she wanted to. But if she wants to be back on the show, she shouldn't.
Yeah. I think she should.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, I hope she is back.
Same.
You're one of the few housewives to launch a successful music career. If you had
Can we talk some about some of the old?
Well, I was actually going to ask her who she'd prefer to have a collab with. Luann.
Kim Zolciak.
Erika Jane.
Melissa Gorga.
Erika, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, she's a performer.
She's a performer. Yeah. She's unapologetic. She's like, I'm doing this. This is what I'm giving.
Yeah, I give
take it
shits,
or leave it. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, like
and
that.
The truth is, you guys are going to come at me because I'm biased.
Oh, Lord.
But she does have a good heart. Like, she is one of those people when something's going on with you.
They came at me, too.
She reaches at you.
Yes.
And reaches out to you and checks on you.
She's really sweet.
She has been so supportive of me and my music career and has been like, do that shit.
What's next for you?
Don't take
no
for an answer. I'm working on my next album already. Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going on tour again.
You are?
Like, Springs. Actually, I kicked it off already. I went to Boston before I came to LA. I'll be in Pomona in like 2 weeks.
You will?
For 2 days.
Go. I want to go to Pomona.
Okay.
Yeah, we can go. I have family in Pomona.
Oh, so, we'll come. I have two shows
there.
Oh, Friday and Saturday.
We're
and
ready.
Like Let's the go. Second week in April, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Perfect. Oh, I want to go.
Come.
It'll be
fun.
It'll be so good.
Yeah, and then I have like 7 other cities. So like Chicago, Pittsburgh, St. Louis, New York, Atlanta, DC.
Do you like going on tour?
Yes and no. It's a lot. Like I went on tour last year, last October, and we did the tour bus with the dancers and the band, and
that
was fun.
Do you have one of those amazing tour buses with your face
no,
on it?
No, my tour bus was broke down and ragged.
It was broke down ragged? Yeah. It wasn't like the give them the call Daryl
no.
bus
oh
that Lala did?
Oh my God.
No, I wish. Daryl. No, it was... It got the job done, but it was not.
I heard that Bryce just gave you the information on the Vanderpump.
Oh, my God.
Have you not been
following? I did not know.
Did you watch the mid-season trailer? Because we haven't.
That's what prompted me to
watch
to post. I did. That's what made me be like, wait, I did not know. So I was interviewing with Bryce and he was like,
crazy.
Are you following this? I was like, no, I'm not. These kids, what are they talking about? These people is just
running their mouths.
They're not kids anymore.
Are they?
Yes. 39, 40, yeah.
So I was watching them in the very beginning.
Me too.
Jax, and what was the girl that Jax was with?
Stassi.
Yeah. Oh, the very beginning.
That's when I was watching. And I was watching like hardcore back
Haven't
then.
They all slept with each other?
It's very incestuous. Yeah. At this point. Yes.
But you know what? In LA, everybody sleeps with each other.
Oh.
So really?
Like a very, so we not moving. In Hollywood. It's like a
so
very.
Who do you sleep with?
I mean, not now, but back in the day, like there was like B actors that we all slept with.
B actors? Oh, that's nice. Okay.
Just whisper it and I'll say it.
I mean, you guys probably don't even know who they are.
I know B actors.
There may be C.
Okay, B and C.
Are you fucking kidding me? All right, but that's the one
I'm telling Chris.
No, we are airing that.
Yeah. That is juicy.
Can you give us any details?
All I can tell you is that I was at a club. He also has a famous best friend. Yes.
No, you slept with both of them at the same time?
Were they both there? They were both there.
God,
Oh my God. And we were at...
I need another drink.
And
right?
I was too much.
I thought
you were a good girl.
I was 19. It was... We had... I remember having to sneak in, like, with my fake ID.
Yes.
What club were you at?
Concord or one of those like Hollywood clubs. Oh, Joseph's Monday night at Joseph's.
Okay. Monday night sex.
Yeah,
okay.
And then we went afterwards to a strip club.
Wait. Did you go and have?
He was just randomly there.
Sex with him and then went to a strip club?
No.
You did it at the strip club?
No, it happened after, you guys.
Where? In the car?
At his apartment.
At the alley?
At his apartment.
There was not a house at the
time. At his apartment?
1999, there was not a house.
Okay. Whose apartment?
His.
This is before.
You went to his apartment?
Did you take a souvenir?
Right. Did you take anything?
I would have taken
it. Please tell me you took something.
No, but I had to be at work the next day at 8 a.m. and I had to text my friend like.
Okay, I have a question.
Oh, my God. I'm living through you right now.
What was the meat giving? Was it meaty?
It was giving.
What was the meat giving?
It was giving exactly what you would think it was giving.
Okay, I don't know what that means. Describe his extremities because it's always about the hands and feet.
I would say it wasn't really about the size. It was about
the performance.
The performance.
And he performed.
So he performed.
Amen. Okay.
You know?
Round of applause.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We need to talk more about the Ultimate Girls Trip.
Okay, yes. So that's why I'm here.
As you've heard, there's a lot of rumors for season 4 of Ultimate Girls Trip.
Yeah, I was really pissed.
Really pissed about
that. Y'all hoes trying to upstage us.
Okay, so season 3, which you were on.
Yes.
There was also rumors there.
Yeah.
Something about
Leah throwing mud on
people. No, it wasn't mud.
Oh, what was that?
It was elephant shit.
That didn't happen.
And by the way, I was on season 2 coming off of the Berkshires. You guys went to Thailand. I'm like, okay.
But your season was good.
Fuck off.
I watched. So I hadn't watched, admittedly. I watched your season because it was on.
Uh-huh.
And y'all were funny.
We were funny.
Y'all were good.
Are you guys funny?
We're hilarious.
You're hilarious?
Yes. So I wasn't expecting us to be
but
funny.
But you went to Thailand. We went to Dorinda's house.
Okay. Call Andy Cohen.
I know. You know what?
I heard y'all were coming back, though.
Well, they did come back, but I didn't because I got back on Orange County. It's called the Ex-Wives Club.
Oh,
so
right,
it's better to be on a show than be an ex-wife,
fair.
I guess. But I'm sitting
right here.
Well, you're going to...
What's happening? Why? What's the problem?
She'll get her
Bring
diamond.
Her.
She's going to get her
Andrew,
back.
Give Teddy her job back.
Yeah, give her a diamond back.
You know
back.
What?
Because
damn
listen,
it.
I said this to you at BravoCon. You are so much more colorful and interesting to me in person than you ever appeared on that show.
Yeah, but I feel like she came out of her shell after the show.
But we have to get back to Girls Trip.
Okay,
guys.
Yes, yes, yes.
We've talked about my show a million times. Okay.
It's coming out.
Because I need to know, did you actually grill Portia about Simon?
Yes.
What did you say?
I did.
Can you say? You probably can't say.
Well, I just asked the question we all want to know. Did you steal that girl's man? Because
okay. So Portia's husband now was her friend's husband.
Yes. And
right.
On season whatever of Atlanta.
You know what? Shit happens.
I mean, well, yes, but we all want to know.
Yeah.
Inquiring minds want to know. Yeah. Did you snatch that girl's man? Because it looked like she met him for the first time when they all went to his and his wife at the time's house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And then a month later, the Fallon, the wife, is pregnant with the assistant's baby. And Portia is living in the house with the man. And he got new teeth.
Oh, that's...
I mean, when a guy gets a new teeth, that means they made it into the housewife world.
Yes.
Did Dr. Appa do it?
I do not know. Shout out to Dr. Appa.
What about the Heather Black eye story?
I was very much confusion. My name was confusion on the whole situation.
Yeah, I mean, it was...
And it's weird to me that she's like... She was so, like... trying to hide it.
She knows.
For sure she knows.
She knows.
And for sure she knows. And she was covering. I think Jen punched her in her eye.
So do I.
And she's covering for Jen. That's what I think. And I told you.
Did this come up at all on Girls Trip?
Yes. It was a theme. The black eye was like an eighth housewife. Well, so has it aired on their show yet? Is their show over?
Their show's over. We already talked about it. A whole bullshit.
She said
season.
Something about, like, I ran into a cabinet. Bitch, a cabinet is not giving. Your eye was shut. Swollen shut.
See, I thought it was like a filler Botox combo.
So when I we heard about it on Girls Trip, they described the black eye. So I'm thinking it's like, oh, a little bit of, you know, purple and blue. That bitch was like
Shut.
Yes.
Shut.
It was like somebody punched you directly in the eye.
I did notice on that trip that they were on, maybe 3 days prior to that, her eye was a little red. Like something had already happened to her eye. And you know how, like, with a black eye,
it takes a while to swell up.
Sometimes it does. Sometimes it doesn't.
A punch?
But I don't know. I think Jen Shaw punched her. I think they were doing the scissor kicking.
You know, we always get in trouble when we talk about scissoring. Okay, yeah. You have to name one wife from Girls Trip other than Giselle that you would never want to see again, and one that you'd want to continue traveling with.
Never want to see again? I don't know. Nobody except for Giselle. There's nobody else. Like, I loved everyone else.
So you loved everyone but Giselle?
Yeah.
How was Marisol?
A walking comedy shit show.
Was she drunk the whole time? We love her.
Is she actually drunk or pretending to be drunk?
No, she always had a cocktail.
She has an alcohol line coming out with Pitbull.
She gave... So we gifted everybody like gifts from like our lines of whatever. Yeah. She gave us these bedazzled plastic
tumblers.
No, like champagne
flutes.
And it says cocky on it.
No,
and she
I don't
was
like
all,
the word we cocky. Would. Well, like, sounds like
I'm gonna make a cock.
No, I don't
bro.
Like,
I'm gonna make a cock, bro. Like she was. Oh, yeah.
Why do those Miami girls call everybody bro?
I don't know. But Alexia and Marisol,
like, bro.
Yeah, bro. What's happening,
bro?
What are you doing, bro? My stomach hurts so much. I'm like,
no.
Was Alexia as delusional on Girls Trip as she was on Miami?
Oh,
that was a yes.
That was a yes, which makes me so excited.
It's so entertaining. She said, the one thing everybody was like, she was like, we are the oldest housewives here because we've been on the longest.
No, wait, that's not how it works.
What?
Yes. And we were Excuse me?
Wait, who said that?
Alexia. She says Miami, they're the oldest housewives.
Just because they were the
first. They came on first. But you also perished. Okay.
Perished.
Like you
bye
went.
Bye for five years.
Right.
6 years.
That's
seven
a long
years.
Time.
Yeah,
long that's time. Almost a decade.
Miami is gold.
Miami was, I loved, when they first came out, I was a huge Miami fan. And I haven't really watched, but the clips I've seen, they look good. So I can see why they would come back to Bravo.
Where do you stand with Ashley right now?
Who?
Okay, well enough. I have a fan question. A fellow IVF warrior here would like to hear more about your journey.
Yes. Well, thank you for being a warrior and standing with us, whoever you are.
Yeah.
So for me, I think it's important to note that there are many different reasons why women embark on fertility journeys, mm-hmm. and on the IVF or egg freezing journey. I advocate for women who are planning their lives. I did not have fertility issues, but I did not want to have children right now.
Yeah.
But I know I want them later. So for me, I'm blessed enough to have the resources to spend out of my pocket the $25,000-$30,000 that it costs to freeze my eggs. Chris and I opted to do embryos, and we have 6 in the freezer now.
Oh, my, that gives me chills.
Yeah, yeah. It's, and like when I said it on the reunion, I was like, but I think it's important to have conversations about what egg freezing looks like, because this shit should be free. Like it, we talk about how birth control has become this regular over the counter,
yeah.
like it's like a vitamin now. Why does it cost so much for a woman to plan her life? But then you want to tax us double and triple when we have kids we can't afford.
Yeah.
Allow right. me to plan my life. And our health insurance, there should mm-hmm. be policies in place to cover that.
It won't even cover the medication. And
the medication alone.
Okay, so
$7,000.
I wasn't even planning.
You guys have both gone through this.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a person.
For Dove? Yeah. For the baby?
No, she was natural.
Oh.
The other ones, I had to go through
it. But for a person
like me. Multiple miscarriages, everything. Yeah.
For a person like me that got pregnant, like I can just look at a wiener and get pregnant.
Okay, so Eddie, watch out.
For somebody like me, like what is that? Like financially and like with your insurance, is your insurance covered?
I mean, my insurance covered my medication only.
They
barely.
Back when I did it, it was like it covered Clomid. Which did you ever do Clomid?
I didn't have to do Clomid.
Okay, which I called like crazy meds. Mm. Like you take Clomid and you are like, I cried one day because I passed the parking lot for Taco Bell.
Oh yeah. Did you have like hormonal acne after you finished the medication?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I am still. I finished my last round like 2 months ago, and I have never had such bad hormonal acne. Happens around your chin.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
And your neck too.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, and it was on my neck.
Yeah.
It's never been so bad.
You may end up getting like a dermatitis almost.
Oh, because, God.
Yeah.
Oh.
It becomes, because you're injecting yourself every day.
With hormones. I still have a little scar on my stomach from where the injections went in.
So ideally, when would you like to be pregnant?
Oh, God.
Your career is crazy right now, and it's so...
Like I wanted to start at the beginning of this year, and then I got a movie with BET, and I had to go to Atlanta for a month and shoot a movie. And now...
You're still so young.
We're shooting Potomac. I'm not. I feel like I'm not. 36 is not young.
I had my love at 39.
I had Sophia at 38.
Really?
So,
There's plenty of time.
Yeah. And I mean, a year is a long time. Like, just do your movie.
Yeah. And then going on tour.
But would you ever consider just doing a surrogate?
So I want to experience childbirth one good time.
Yeah.
And then, we're going to
find
a uterus.
There's never one good time.
That's it. I don't need any more.
It's not that great. Well,
I pray that I don't hate it.
The hormones, the hemorrhoids. Like,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My husband thought the baby was a hemorrhoid.
Yeah.
Vice versa. Thought the hemorrhoid was a baby.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Nope, that's a hemorrhoid.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Don't want to scare you or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the stretch out vagina.
Oh my God.
Then of course, if you have to have a C-section, then you have the big squat.
Oh,
guys, we just got a text from production that
we have to wrap.
Y'all are so fun.
Now that we've scared you out of getting pregnant.
Right. Thank you.
If you were casting next season of Real Housewives of Potomac, if you could make one change, what would it be?
Get rid of anyone who doesn't want to be real. If you're not coming real, goodbye.
Yeah.
Get out. We don't need you,
because
all you're doing is
show your true story.
Yes. You're sending our show to the can, and I don't want to be in the can. I want us to resurge and come back.
Yeah.
And we can if we bring our real lives.
Bring the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yes.
Because we all have it.
1,000%. People watch this show
because they want
for escapism, but also because they want to relate to our lives.
Yeah.
I have never felt so inspired by the emails and the DMs, people walking up to me on the street even to be like, thank you for talking about your mom, about IVF, about you and your husband's journey, about interracial relationships.
For sure.
About brown penises.
Like,
there's
Wait,
so many parallels.
Is there something I need to know about?
Because people always used to ask me, like,
at the beginning.
Well, you're with a white man. What color is his penis? They would always ask me this.
My husband has a brown penis.
Well, he's brown. Yeah. That makes sense. My husband is white. So why is his dick brown?
He's like, oh, shit.
It doesn't make sense. Yes, I was getting him in trouble. No. Yes, he is.
He's looking at dirt bike stuff right now.
Yeah, like, it just... The smorgasbord of things that people relate to.
Yeah.
That's what they want to see.
When is your brown penis coming out with a cookbook?
He actually is working on 2 virtual cookbooks. They're going to be out, I think, in like a month.
Okay, good.
And then he's going to go on a little like tour. So let him come here and cook a little something
because
for y'all.
I had a lot of fan questions asking about
that. Yeah.
They want a cookbook.
They're sick of him. Not because we've teased this cookbook for like 2 years. I'm over him. So now it's gonna get done. Yeah.
Do I need to hold him accountable?
Yes, you do. Please do.
Sometimes it just
please slide
time.
In his DMs. I give you permission to slide.
When you check his Insta and I'm saying, did you get the cookbook
done? I give you permission to slide in and encourage him to finish.
I'm not going
to need that. Yeah. It's so good. The book is really good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
We can't wait. Yeah. Cannot wait.
Oh my God.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet. We cannot wait to watch the
Clippers game too.
Oh, Clipper games. But the Ultimate Girls Trip comes out
on Thursday,
March
23rd. Yeah.
We're super excited.
And 3 episodes.
They're going to release 3 episodes on Peacock. And then after that, it's one episode a week.
Yep. Question, do you think, because we're recapping it for the show, do you think that we should watch one at a time and recap or watch all 3 and recap the 3?
You could recap all 3.
We
yeah,
okay.
They go together well. They're funny. Okay. I have a naming ceremony for everybody.
Up to 2 in the morning watching.
Yeah. It's fine. Yeah. It's good. It's really funny.
I can't wait to watch.
Yeah.
Who am I not going to like?
Unfortunately, Leah, that's my homegirl. She doesn't look good.
I love Leah.
I love her too. Yeah. But she look crazy. and
but
Miami.
Crazy is
Miami
fun.
Look crazy too.
Crazy's fun.
Yeah.
I like crazy.
No, sometimes crazy isn't fun.
No, it's always fun.
I think for in this arena, you want a little crazy.
A little crazy.
Yeah. She kept it real. And some people didn't like that. So you may not like
it. Well, okay. Now you've piqued my interest. So good job.
It's good.
That's why they pay you the big bucks. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was so fun.
Yes.
And make sure you guys tune in to next 2 Teas in a Pod. We'll talk to y'all then.
The new Star series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galantine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villers sets her handsome and charming son, George, on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
This show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Critics say you won't be able to tear your eyes away. Now, that is a good series if that's the case.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.